Feast of great performance awaits fans of traditional music this weekend at the National Concert Hall. Once again hosts a series of concerts under the banner Tradition Now, featuring some of the finest names in Irish contemporary traditional music. Steve Cooney, Varro, John Spillane, Louise and Michelle Mulcahy, the Deary family, lots of others there as well. The performances begin at 1pm on Saturday and Sunday and run right the way through to the evening time, last performance beginning at 8pm. Sunday's 8pm performance will be led by my next two guests, Lucy Azconaga and Consuelo Breschi, otherwise known as Varro. We'll speak to both of them in a moment, but first of all, let's listen to one of the pieces that I think we might be treated to on Sunday evening.
Open the door softly, I've something to tell you, dear. Open it up no wider than the crack upon the floor. Open the door softly, I've something to tell you, dear. Warm summer grasses will whisper it to your ear.
Open the door, the opening stanzas there of the song performed for us by Varro and Friend, it has to be said in the case of that, because there were three voices in there. So let's get that piece sorted out for ourselves. First of all, Lucy Azconaga and Consuelo Breschi joining me on the phone. But Lucy, maybe you can tell me, who is the third member that you had there? Because this is very much part of what you're doing on Sunday evening.
Yes, hello. The third voice is Anna Mike. We met Anna Mike a good few years ago in sessions, and we have worked on this song together, and she will be there on Sunday.
Yes, I was saying that, Consuelo, that it is really Sunday evening. It's a group of collaborations, first of all, and tracks from your, or songs from your debut album. You spoke with us about your debut album at the time it came out a while back, and we spoke about your backgrounds there. You're both from nowhere near Ireland, but you both met in Ireland. Maybe just remind us of that story, Consuelo.
Yes, hello. I'm from Italy and Lucy's from France, and we both moved to Ireland several years ago to pursue our love for Irish music. And we met in a pub in the cobblestone, and we never stopped playing since then.
At a cobblestone session, the two of you met there. So the collaborators that you have on what I believe will be an upcoming album, and who will be performing with you as part of Sunday evening's concert, are they all people that you were not necessarily met all of them in the cobblestone pub, that you've met though at various sessions around the place, Lucy?
Yes, exactly. Some of them, we did meet them at the cobblestone, some others in Walsh's pub, in Stony Butter, or in McNeil's pub, or in Devitt's. It was just through sessions, really, and it went, I think, over the last 10 years. I've been here for about 10 years, and some of them, yeah, I've known for quite a long time now.
And that experience for both of you, you know, one from France, one from Italy, Consuelo, of collaborating with Irish musicians around these mostly Irish traditional songs, I'm guessing. What do you get from working with Irish artists when it comes to Irish traditional music that you mightn't have when it's just the two of you?
This was a very special experience. I'd say, like, interact with so many different artists and exchange approaches and ideas. It's been really beautiful, and but mainly, like, the main thing is a sense of community, which we felt since we moved in this country. The traditional and folk scene has a really great sense of community, and it's the foundation of this project in the end.
Yeah, there's also a bit of heartbreak, I think, in some of the songs that you'll be performing on Sunday evening. Maybe, Consuelo, you could tell me a little bit about the collaboration with John Francis Flynn, Green Grows the Laurels, and we'll play a little bit of that as well.
This is a song about breakup. Like many people might have experienced this even the last year, and having to be dealing with on their own. And it's a song, it's a beautiful song that we felt, could resonate
with people at this particular time. Let's have a little listen to it, And it opens up, there's even a sad feel to the opening of the piece, as we'll hear here.
I once had a sweetheart, but now he is gone. He's gone and he's left me, I'm here all alone. And since he has left me, content I must be. I know he loves someone far better than me.
I wrote him a letter so loving and kind. He wrote me another with sharpie lines, saying, keep your love letters and I will keep mine. And you'll write to your love and I'll write to mine.
That's Varro and John Francis Flynn, Green Grows the Laurel, one of the songs that is, Lucy, one of the songs that you'll be performing on Sunday evening.
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just going to mention the others. We will have five songs from our collaboration project. So there will be actually six acts because one of the songs is a collaboration with two acts. And we will be talking about different topics related to the year that just passed, which is the idea of this album.
And one of the things that really struck me listening to that piece, and indeed the piece that you did with Anna Mika, is how this blending of voices, you know, beautiful harmonies that bring all of the different traditions together. Where does that aspect come from, Consuelo? That harmonic aspect that you bring to these songs?
Well, I suppose like we didn't really decide it, but we come from different backgrounds and it just happens naturally, I think. Like, so Lucy's coming from jazz and classical music. I was playing traditional music, also Italian traditional music before in Italy. So, and Anna Mika brings her own world. So,
But I was wondering, is it within perhaps your own folk tradition that kind of very close harmony? I know we can have it sometimes in people like the Voice Squad and various vocal groups that have that aspect. Is it there within your own tradition?
I wouldn't say we are particularly like inspired by one tradition. Mm. We have like a mix of influences and we're also very drawn by Baroque music and early music.
Well, whatever those influences are, they certainly make for a nice sound. And thanks to both of you for joining us this evening. That's Lucy Ascanaga and Consuelo Bresca, collectively known as Varro. And Tradition Now will take place all this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, series of streamed live performances beginning at 11 a.m. in fact, each morning with participatory family concerts under the title of Wonderground. Amongst the performers, Steve Cooney, John Spillane, Louise and Michelle Mulcahy and the Deary family, and of course Varro, who I've just been speaking to. They will be on stage at 8 p.m. on Sunday. Full details on nch.ie, and that is our lot for this evening. Paul Shields and Leah Murphy researched. John Meegan was the broadcast coordinator. Mark Dwyer was on sound this evening. Tonight's programme produced by Sinead Egan. Talk to you tomorrow night at 7. John Creedon is next.